with Lonergan's talent and know-how. People don't write checks to cover their bets when they're unlucky or stupid at the poker table. Everybody knows that. Why did these friends of mine keep on playing with a cheat that didn't have green out on the table? Don't ask. Maybe they're a little light in the IQ department. But they're friends of mine. What can you do? This guy didn't have the money, so they took a check. I ask you. Should have drove him to an ATM machine is what they should have done. But no, a check for $3,230. Naturally, it bounced. What would you expect? So then they call me. Can I help? I don't close doors on people's knuckles anymore. Besides, there are better ways nowadays. I told them, 30% commission, I'd see what I could do. So they give me his name and address, and I go up on the computer to see what's the closest video store to him. I wasn't in a big hurry. 4 phone calls to cozy up to the store manager, and then bingo, I've got the cheat's Visa card number. Another friend of mine owns a topless bar. For $50, he puts the guy's poker money through as a Visa charge from the bar. Let the cheat explain that to his wife. You think he might try to tell Visa it's not his charge? Think again. He knows we know who he is. And if we could get his Visa number, he'll figure we could get a lot more besides. No worries on that score. Analyzing the con. Tommy's initial calls to Ginny were simply to build up trust. When time came for the actual attack, she let her guard down and accepted Tommy for who he claimed to be, the manager at another store in the chain. And why wouldn't she accept him? She already knew him. She'd only met him over the telephone, of course, but they had established a business friendship that is the basis for trust. Once she had accepted him as an authority figure, a manager in the same company, the trust had been established, and the rest was a walk in the park. Mitnick message. The sting technique of building trust is one of the most effective social engineering tactics. You have to think whether you really know the person you're talking to. In some rare instances, the person might not be who he claims to be. Accordingly, we all have to learn to observe, think, and question authority. Variation on a theme, card capture. Building a sense of trust doesn't necessarily demand a series of phone calls with the victim, as suggested by the previous story. I recall one incident I witnessed where 5 minutes was all it took. Surprise, Dad! I once sat at a table in a restaurant with Henry and his father. In the course of conversation, Henry scolded his father for giving out his credit card number as if it were his phone number. Sure, you have to give your card number when you buy something, he said, but giving it to a store that files your number in their records? That's real dumb. The only place I do that is at Studio Video, Mr. Conklin said, naming the same chain of video stores. But I go over my Visa bill every month. If they started running up charges, I'd know it. Sure, said Henry, but once they have your number, it's so easy for somebody to steal it. You mean a crooked employee? No, anybody, not just an employee. You're talking through your hat, Mr. Conklin said. I can call up right now and get them to tell me your Visa number, Henry shot back. No, you can't, his father said. I can do it in 5 minutes, right here in front of you, without ever leaving the table. Mr. Conklin looked tight around the eyes, the look of somebody feeling sure of himself but not wanting to show it. I say you don't know what you're talking about, he barked, taking out his wallet and slapping a $50 bill down on the table. If you can do what you say, that's yours. I don't want your money, Dad, Henry said. He pulled out his cell phone, asked his father which branch he used, and called directory assistance for the phone number as well as the number of the store in nearby Sherman Oaks. He then called the Sherman Oaks store. Using pretty much the same approach described in the previous story, he quickly got the manager's name and the store number. Then he called the store where his father had an account. He pulled the old impersonate the manager trick, using the manager's name as his own and giving the store number he had just obtained. Then he used the same ruse. "Are your computers working okay? Ours have been up and down." He listened to her reply and then said, "Well, look, I've got one of your customers here who wants to rent a video, but our computers are down right now. I need you to look up the customer account and make sure he's a customer at your branch." Henry gave him his father's name. Then, using only a slight variation in technique, he made the request to read off the account information, address, phone number, and date the account was opened. And then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm holding up a long line of customers here. What's the credit card number and expiration date?" Henry held the cell phone to his ear with one hand while he wrote on a paper napkin with the other. As he finished the call, he slid the napkin in front of his father, who stared at it with his mouth hanging open. The poor guy looked totally shocked, as if his whole system of trust had just gone down the drain. Analyzing the con. Think of your own attitude when somebody you don't know asks you for something. If a shabby stranger comes to your door, you're not likely to let him in. If a stranger comes to your door nicely dressed,